But he continues here with what we were discussing last night about shochad, about bribery being different.
Right.
So he says, "Einas haras hashochad mechal mishpatim el mechal chukim." So that's an interesting point. It really builds off what he said at the end yesterday, which is that the prohibition of bribery we think of as a mishpat, which is something that we understand. It's not true. It's really, it's a chok. Ugh. No, they'll be sorry. I even sat down. So, shochad, bribery, you know, we were discussing bribery a little bit last time as being something which the those who have the trouble having emunas chachamim will sometimes attribute bad intentions or negios to the chachamim when it makes no sense to. Again, when we know that they've done something wrong, they've done something wrong. But to assume that the only way they could have said something not like what I want them to say is if they, because they must be corrupt, something usually reflects something corrupt about us, not about them. So he says that bribery is something which is, as he says, is a chok and not a mishpat. What does that mean? Right, a chok is something that we don't understand. Meaning the power of bribery is so strong, it's not something that we can just intuit. So he says, Sharei lo asra tohar ola atzma v'adam roa tshev l'atzma. Torah never says you can't pass a shayla for yourself. Afim udav v'chol chayev tzlimba. It doesn't mean that, again, if somebody literally all he is, he's roi lahora, he knows how to paskin on a chicken, but this is the only potential thing that he's going to have to eat tonight. He has no more money, he's got nothing else to eat. The Torah never says, it's a giya, you're not going to be able to have a clear mind. No, Torah doesn't say that. Somebody's right lahara about his own shayla related to chametz shavu lava pesach, even if there's a lot of money at stake. Ukshir leheta vechad and arganim yahar achrav kiyefsim mamono itaso, and then somebody's going to one of these, we'll call them a nundik, he's going to say, oh, of course he paskin that it wasn't chametz shavu lava pesach because he had a lot on the line. Anavetuch areze mina maharim acharabam. This is wrong. We have confidence in our chacham that they're not subject to this. Again, if they subjected themselves to it, it's different. But to ascribe this to them without knowing it, it reflects usually something poor about us. Only those who can't appreciate the godless would say such a thing. Because you appreciate the godless and the sophistication and the Yerushamayim of the person who is this Talmud Chacham, you would never say such a thing. And even in interpersonal matters, lo pasla tor rak b'shochad shebizman ha-mishpat. The Torah only says that if you take bribery at the time of the judgment, that it's a problem. Even when it says that you can't, again, there is a halacha that somebody that you have a particularly close relationship with, you're not allowed to paskin, you're not allowed to be don his din Torah. But that's referring to Shoshvin, is like the person that would walk you down the aisle. That's pretty close. And the person that you're not allowed to because you hate the person is because you didn't speak to him for 3 days out of hatred. Not because you didn't have a chance to talk to the guy, but I'm so angry I can't talk to him. But a person who I just have a positive acquaintance with, there's nothing wrong with it. But obviously, one is naturally, we would say, drawn towards one that he likes better or dislikes, or away from the one he dislikes a little bit. That's not considered that which is going to cause shochad. The Torah has confidence in the dying that he can pass him properly. Because once he's made it his second nature to just do what's right, it's not a challenge. And the truth will be a light for him. And he'll pass him properly. Not just Elashab, but Bakam say the Avinish didn't allow show. If there's no other resolution and you're about to lose money, you're allowed to paskin for yourself. You're allowed to mete out justice, solo vigilante conduct. I don't know what you call it. Right? We don't say, well, how could you ever paskin for yourself? No. Vamru hai dayana demiski ladin amafti mein mamona bedin lav shmei daim lalim lav zechus mei ones hanagiyah. A judge is called to be a party to a din Torah, and he loses out. He's no longer considered to be a judge. How is that? Why? Because if he lost and made a mistake in terms of the cheshbon, and he thought he was right, and really halakhically he was wrong, so that he's already shown himself as if he made a mistake. That, and why else could he have made a mistake if he knows how to learn? And the only justification is that he was swayed. Meaning, he was called to within Torah, and he lost because he assumed that the halakha was differently. So that reflects that it must have been that he was drawn by, again, if he really knew the halakha, then the only, again, if it's something which is what we call shikul hadas, which is that you can have the exact same halakha, but there's a certain amount of svara that's required. So I don't know if this would be the case. But if he got it wrong, then that shows that he shouldn't be a judge, because again, that shows that inherently he's blinded too easily drawn towards away. Because again, if we don't know that the person's drawn away, we have no reason to assume. But here now, he's shown that he has this tendency. Even when it comes to, we mentioned this a little bit last night, even when it comes to making it a leap year, adding the month, it's called Mishpat, and therefore anybody who would have a Nogeya, as we mentioned the king and the Kohen Gadol yesterday, they're not allowed to do it. But again, all this shows that Shochad ultimately is something we don't quite understand, because if it was only within the realm that we understand, then we would have said, you know, any connection is enough. But that's not what Chazal understood. We quoted yesterday the case of the Rabbi Shmuel, who was brought by the sharecropper, brought him the stuff a little bit early, and he said, I'm recusing myself, because he felt too close. That doesn't mean that he's a person who's suspect. That means that he had a sensitivity to midas chasidus. He has a heightened sensitivity that maybe this will influence me. I don't want to go near it. Not because he can't, but he doesn't want to put himself into that type of nisayon. So interestingly, so he says that it's almost like a mystery of creation, right? That the same quality of chasidus, which makes bribery so blinding, is also what allows the pious person to sort of blind himself from it. Because again, it's something which should be such a draw, but a person who's worked on himself enough is able to avoid it. Right? How strong is the darkness? People tend to be suspect of people who don't deserve it unfairly. The Torah says that they are allowed to judge. That means that there's no reason to be suspect. Otherwise, the Torah would have said no. Person has to work on his midos, that a person maybe is drawn to think that this person is doing something wrong, but if he's honest with himself, he'll realize that it's not the case. And if a person is overcome, and the person now that he's mocking or deriding is a Tam Chacham, mevaz Tam Chacham, shubichal apikoros. He's disparaging the Tam Chacham, which again, at least according, I think, the Rambam's count, is considered to be an apikoros, presumably because the Tam Chacham represents the Torah. Very toast, Bahalacha, Mivala, Sako. Oh, so he says a different reason. You know why he's an apikoros? Because he's denying a halacha. Because the halacha is that he's not a nogeya. So you're not allowed to assume that he's a nogeya unless you know that he's a nogeya. But if you just to assume it, that means you're saying the Torah was wrong. The Torah said he's not a nogeya. You're going to say he is? That's an apikoros. You're denying a psychological reality that the Torah recognized. Very sharp. umachit yishkanim aged jivis mitzvah neigiyas aluze chok tivi lo nigra kvod hachacham hazeh veishapach hasayayin veishomer hasachavis. So you're going to say, well, what do you mean? Isn't this, it's natural. Of course he's drawn to it. Because no, this person has, poured out the wine and only held on to the bottle. I mean, he's missing the main point. Well, that's it. Maybe if we have 2 more minutes, we can get to the end of the chapter. Vinikach dogma. Let's take an example. The man it's tied with varim belay mislamid suro kvur v'kemas. So we get it clear in our minds. As says, abkush akabos me'odim akabos rabbi pranazal tzibur. The process of putting a rav or somebody on top of the tzibur. What happens? Zeh posad dayano shel zeh, zeh posad dayano shel zeh. Each one says that the other guy's is no good. Umin haroi she's mechugul machros gadol yador, and everybody should really rely on what the gadolim say. V'machros hachacham ena kovas hadar b'ni haratzon hakshani shalami haretz, and if the chacham can't put his daya in because of the stubbornness of the unlearned, after they call them shes donos naslam shishkagos, v'omnam hi makir mechadim achlo hurgu levata ratzom b'ni haroi sichlios. One can say that the intentional sins of these people that aren't learned are like the unintentional ones. They recognize their sin. They're not used to it. Right? He's trying to, I guess, be melamed zechuslo. They're not used to being so intellectually forgiving and judging positively. Achmarav aheres, but how terrible is the destruction. But amda adina shal misyamrim b'yosher eskulas hatov v'gavas libi yetzer tov shoftam u'mishpatam nosei alav ofi shamado kilo donal adavar b'yeshiva masam kove rosh. Because he says what's terrible is that those that see themselves as being possessing all of the proper character traits, and they believe that they're doing what's right. Not just that they don't know better, but they believe what they're doing is right, and they're going to prevent, you know, in a sophisticated way. And that they know best, and they're not listening. They're not willing to listen to the gedolim. Right, whatever the reason is, why do you prefer this one over that one? It's not for any real reason. It's your own mishigas. What the Chazal say that one leitzonus can push away so much musar. They're, in an innocent way, where they're worshipping their own avodah zarahs, because it's their own mind that's pushing them. Both of them as a plaster Torah, and they're making an eternal truth of Torah out of something which is fleeting. But calls them, why does all this happen? Again, if we remember the beginning of the Berak, we pinach shel yastos musaram b'halacha, because they have morals outside of halacha. Morals outside of halacha can't last. Right, the ones who understand halacha saw that Bishmal was concerned in this case, and their Tosfos explained. So now we say that al pidin you don't have to be a choshesh, but he was concerned, and now we have a construct, but we have a halacha construct. That's the language we made up. Maybe because of the whatever the negia is, they shouldn't have been chosen. Right, people can never agree to go to the front of the din Torah. Choosing a dayan, one happy, one's not. So we would have said, so the one who has a relationship should say, you know, I'm not going to pick who the dayan should be. And again, but from this we see that there's no real psul of nogeya when it comes to dayanim. That's the halacha. That's what the Rama explains. V'kolosh again she'en achachem ador nipsal lahagi v'chiras rabbi shon negiyas zebechal horam. And if a chacham guides the community that this is the rab they should take, you shouldn't think it's because of some sort of nefarious cheshbonos that are, and he's getting paid off or something like that. These are decisions that he can make in a clear way. The ones who say that they're biased, the ones who do the worst possible sin, which is saying I didn't sin, but they're too stubborn. They think what they're doing is right because their morals are not coming from that halacha. They think they're right. They're undermining the basic pillars of Torah. And they can come up with all types of negiyus that Chacham could never even imagine. Ushigas Talmud Olazadon, it's going to cause a tremendous, again, they may only be shkaga, they think they're doing what's right, but their Zadon is extremely, extremely destructive. So again,